Yo, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. Y'all know who it is. It's the Weed Man, a.k.a. Hibachi Henny. Hold up. Let me light up first, right? Hold on. Right, because, well, today's episode definitely got to stress the disclaimer on it, all right? So, pay attention. Grab your tissues. Grab your blunts, grab your wine, grab your napkins, your handkerchiefs. All right, because, today's topic is if you really cared about somebody, right? If you really wanted the best for somebody, right? What would you do? And you know what I'm saying? How would you do it, right? Because at the end of the day, we all human, right? So, you know, at some aspect, you kind of want to see the best for almost everybody. Everybody who don't do you wrong, stab you in the back, right? Or are we that inhumane? You know what I'm saying? Are we that inhumane? Now, if you really, really care for somebody, right? Would you go through all lengths to make sure that their well-being is okay? Or at least try to make sure that whatever you can do, that you will for them, right? Now, sometimes it don't even have to be from the point of the aspect of them asking you for help, right? Because let's be honest, how many people really, really feel comfortable asking for help unless they are really dependent on everybody else doing everything for them, right? But for the people who don't look for a handout, for the people who, you know, they say, I gotta work for mine. It's a reason why this shit is so hard for me to do by myself. It's cause I'm supposed to do this shit by myself to learn how to do it by myself. Versus, damn, this is a time where I need to ask for help. Because somebody else might be able to actually help me and assist me. Somebody else might feel how I feel right now. Somebody else may have felt that, but they don't know that I feel like that. They probably think that I'm just somebody who just like, yeah, I got it. But in all actuality, it's because I don't want to put the pressure on nobody to be the one to be like, I got it too. Oh, yeah, I'm helping you. No, you're not helping me. We trying to get this shit done. I'm not the only one that need to get this shit done. We trying to get this shit done. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, who are you going to look at? You're going to look at me, but we're supposed to be a team. This is humanity. I know we all came into this motherfucker together. I mean, we all came into this motherfucker by ourselves. We all going to leave by ourselves. But at the end of the day, we on this motherfucker together. We on this motherfucking rock together. So it come to a standpoint where sometimes it's like, shit, well, if this motherfucking task got to be done just to make, you know, things run smoothly for a couple hundred, for a couple thousand people, for a couple people, shit, let's do that. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that shit together. The two of us making it good for two other people, for one other person. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, because you never know what that one other person might be going through. Them two other people might be going through to the point where they like, yo, like, I just want to thank y'all for the job y'all have done. I just want to thank you for the job you have done. You know what I'm saying? But don't forget about the person that says thank you for helping me. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, there's some grateful-ass motherfuckers out here. Right? Excuse me. There's some super ungrateful ass motherfuckers out here, right? Hold on, let me take a sip of this water, right? Because y'all gotta remember, right? You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Stay high, everyone. Right? So it comes a standpoint where we like, damn, like, I appreciate the shit you did for me. You're like, is there anything I can help you with? Like, you need help with anything you doing today? You know what I'm saying? You need help with your task? with your job, or do you need, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? What are your goals? What are your plans? What are your attributes? Now they're asking you upper echelon stuff, right? That you might not have been prepared for, but now they're willing to put you on that level, right? And like I always say, right? Sometimes you gotta be willing to give a handout in order to get a handout, right? Sometimes you gotta take a motherfucking kick in the ass, some dirt in the motherfucking eye, in order for a motherfucker to be like, yo, my bad. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker to drive past and see that you getting splashed with the water before they realize it was a puddle right there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it get like that. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker still pull over, tell you to get in the fucking seat. You know what I'm saying? Soaking wet. Yeah, sit down. My bad. Listen, I ain't mean to do that. Come on, I'm gonna take wherever you need to go. But you won't know that because you always walk in with such a grudge, a chip on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Lend a hand out. If you really care for the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? If you really care, not just about them, you know what I'm saying? But about you. Because good karma always come around. Good karma always come around. Sometimes being fair karma come around. But you know, bad karma ain't too far behind. Right? You know what I'm saying? Bad karma ain't too far behind. Right? You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, maybe you just want to see the best for somebody. Right? You know what I'm saying? You ever just see somebody, you just like, yo, like, they, I see what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see them every day out here. You know what I'm saying? Doing everything they can to try to make other people's day bright. To try to make other people smile. And they barely have one on when they turn around from these people. When they turn away from these people, turn around from these people, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It come to that point sometimes where you like, yo, like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you a superhero without a cape. You know what I mean? You a superhero without a cape. You might not even work nowhere, but you still doing some things to help some people's day run smoothly. And they appreciate you for it every day. They say, thank you. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And one day somebody who you never even helped is going to be like, hey, listen, I can see you need a handout in this aspect, but I also see that you have this down packed. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I got a proposition for you. I got this for you. I got that for you. I ain't saying the shit gonna walk up to you. Don't get me wrong. You still gotta go out here and get that shit, right? But just like that story I just said, right? You still gotta be doing something in order for somebody to recognize that you're trying to do something, right? In order for people to see that you could be something bigger than who you are, they gotta see you acting like who you want to be. Right? I'm not saying you gotta randomly walk into an office building with a suit on for motherfuckers to see that you want to be business oriented. But what I'm saying is, in order for a motherfucker to see that you want to be around people, sometimes you gotta go around people. You gotta be around people. Learn how to speak to people. You know what I'm saying? In order to really catch up to that aspect of being around people, for people to see that you are around people, see how you can handle being around people, right? You know what I'm saying, right? Maybe you just feel like if you give them a handout, maybe you feel like you can only give it to them if you feel like they deserve it, right? Cool, I just seen you do something, now I'm gonna reward you for it. Oh, I seen you, I heard you did this, I'm gonna reward you for it, right? Right? Reward, right? But sometimes, right, a lot of the times, ain't gonna be nothing for you to get rewarded on in life. It's a lot of shit you gonna have to do, and motherfuckers just gonna be like, yep, that's what you supposed to do. You hold the door for somebody, yep, that's what you supposed to do. You supposed to hold the door for the elderly. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to hold the door for the elderly. Well, shit, I think they've been here longer than me to know they motherfucking badass, to know that when I hold the door for them, they're not just supposed to walk through. They're supposed to also grab the door for the person behind them. Let me hold the door for three motherfuckers. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm up here holding the door. I don't even get a thank you. You just walk through the motherfucking door. Don't even tap the door with your elbow or nothing to hold the door for the person behind you. Like, you raggedy motherfucker. If you don't hold this motherfucking door. You know what I'm saying? What if that was me behind him? You know what I'm saying? Now I'm got to hold the door till the next person touch the door. Then when they touch the door, all right, cool, boom. And they're like, thank you. You're welcome. You know what I mean? You feel me? That old person's like, damn, I didn't get none of that. You know, fuck you. Fuck you. Nah, I'm just playing. I love old people, though. Some of them are so fucking courteous. Like, some of them will fucking teach you how to fucking use manners. I'm going to keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Some old fucking, they ain't even going to say, you can say thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I apologize. I'm so sorry. So, you know what I'm saying? They'll cough. You cussing in the area. You know what I'm saying? That's all you hear. You hear a clear throat, and it's just like, oh, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Now your manners come in. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it take that, because sometimes it take for you to be put in that zone for you to really catch that. You know what I'm saying? For you to catch that shit. You feel me? Sometimes it take for you to get in the zone for you to catch it. Because regardless, right, if you really didn't want to see nobody, right, get up top or see the best for somebody, right? To be honest, you're probably just an inhumane bitch. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's probably what you is, right? And I don't mean bitch as in like a specific gender, right? I mean, you yourself, right? Your heart. Your human nature is pussy, right? Because if you're afraid to help another human being up when they're down, and you got the opportunity to, I'm not talking about you see every homeless person you see on the sidewalk, you got to give them a dollar, you got to give them some change. I'm not saying that, right? What I'm saying is, right, if it's a homeless person, right, that's outside, right, and you got an extra bottle of water, hand them the bottle of water. See if they take it. Give it to them. They might need it. They going to take it. Everybody thirsty. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thirsty. It just comes to standpoint where you got to be like, yo, shit, let me fucking, you know what I'm saying, not waste this shit. Because there's other people out here who could probably use it. Right? There's other people out here who could probably use it. I give homeless people my bottles of water all the time. I take them out the crib. If I don't drink it, if I do drink it, if it get warm, whatever, if it's still cold, I give it to them. Hell yeah. What? You might need that. You never know. Yeah, I probably need it too. But right now, I feel like you need it more than me. And I feel like it's a reason for everything. And the reason I got this water was for you. But not everybody feel like that. Some people feel like, nah, I got it. It ain't for you. You ain't got it. No, if I ain't got it, I ain't got it. That's what it is for me. If I ain't got it, I ain't got it. If you ain't got it and I got it, it's probably because you probably need it. If you ask me for it exactly, and that's exactly what I got, that's what you need. Motherfucker be like, damn, yo, y'all got some spare change, you got some spare change. I ain't never got no motherfucking spare change. Oh, man, y'all can spare anything, something to drink, something to eat. I got something to drink, I got something to eat. Here you go. You know what I'm saying? You take that food. Matter of fact, I got some change too. You feel what I'm saying? Why? Because you're fucking hungry. You need it for real. You thirsty. You need it for real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might go buy drugs eventually. You might go buy alcohol, cigarettes, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, I know that I saw you hungry and I gave you something to eat. I gave you whatever I had because I'm a humane person. I wouldn't, if I see somebody, I ask for a handout, or they might not even ask for it, but I see them and I'm just like, hun, here you go. And I'm saying, I could walk past a homeless person, right? They sit on the ground, right? They don't see nothing. They just laying there, damn near falling asleep, right? Just laying there. I walk past them, turn around, give them a bottle of water. They always say thank you. I ain't never had one that didn't say thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because they appreciative. Some of them are so appreciative. And that's why I be telling people, like, sometimes it's not that, you know what I'm saying, people give up on themselves. It's just that they feel like the world gave up on them. You know what I'm saying? All their dreams, their aspirations, or whatever the case may be, they felt like somewhere along the line shit wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? And they fell. And sometimes it'll take a motherfucker to literally walk past you without you saying a word for them to read your mind, for you to be like, damn, maybe it's still good people out here. Maybe it's still real people out here. You know what I'm saying? Not just no bozos and ignorant people. It's real people out here. Damn, maybe I need to change some things, right? So now they go from laying there to getting up, asking for a broom and a dustpan to sweep, right? Then they go from that to fucking looking for jobs, right? Then they go from that to having a job, to living in a household, an apartment, all that, right? All because of a burger, a sandwich, extra salad, or a bottle of water, whatever you gave them. They was thankful for that shit. You know what I mean? And they was like, damn, I know I probably won't be able to help them individually, but I can do something to help myself and others. And yeah, of course, it's going to be some people that just never like that. Some people that's out here that just grimy as shit. They just stealing your money whenever y'all give them change. So roll your windows up when y'all have the lights. Don't forget that shit. Don't think I'm telling y'all to roll your windows down and ask people what's their life story and all that shit, because the motherfuckers probably will rob you and stab the fuck out you, all right? Right, the motherfuckers gonna stab the fuck out you. Yeah, you roll your fucking windows up right now. Yeah. But no, you know what I'm saying? Like, regardless, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be selfless. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be somebody who they consider selfless. You know what I'm saying? You never want to be selfless. I said selfless. Damn, I'm fucking, yo. Yo, I'm wildin', yo. I'm fucked up. I better say selfish, right? So, yo wanna be selfish, right? Hold on. Why I'm saying shellfish. Selfish. There we go. You don't wanna... You don't want to sound selfish, right? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be selfish. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be like, damn, why didn't I just give him something that I could have gave him instead of me just wasting it? You know what I mean? Instead of me splattering this shit on the ground because I ain't want it. Instead of me throwing it, you know what I'm saying, somewhere and letting it rot and add to the ecosystem, you know what I'm saying, by decomposing in the soil. Right? What? You know what I'm saying? By decomposing in the soil, you feel what I'm saying? Why didn't I just, you know what I'm saying, give it to somebody who could have possibly ate it, somebody who could possibly drink it, somebody who could possibly used it, you know what I mean? Somebody who could have possibly needed it, most of all, you know what I mean? Right, and it'd be like, it comes to the point where it's like, yo, like, do we expect help? You know what I'm saying? Like, do we expect help from each other? You know what I'm saying? Do we really care that much to be like, yo, can you come give me a hand? Can you come give me a hand? You know what I'm saying? Your car break down. You ain't never looking for nobody to be like, yo, I give you a push. You just sit there, wait for the tow truck to come and tell everybody to move around. You know what I mean? That's what you do. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's what we naturally do. We'll never be like, yo, can y'all help me move this out the way? Can y'all help me move this out the way? No, we just would sit right there, sit tight until the motherfucker, until somebody pull up, police come, somebody will escort us off to the side. You know what I'm saying? We just go fucking sit there. You feel me? That's just the way that shit happened. You know what I'm saying? That's what we are. We're accustomed to fucking not thinking that everybody wants everybody to be okay. Oh, everybody's in such a fucking rush to do everything. Everybody's in such a rush to go everywhere to do absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're in a rush in traffic to go sit and wait. It don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? And some people realize that shit and they be like, I'm not waiting no more. I'm not sitting in traffic no more. I'm not going nowhere. Nope, I'm going to be stay right here. I'm going to be right here when you get back. Be right here when you get back. I'm going to be right here forever. Because they're not going to let me back in here. They're not going to let me back in there if I'm not going to this one place to get my money, which is work. Or because I'm not going here to provide for them, or going here to do that, or going here to do that, or, you know, I just want to stay here because I'm tired of running through everybody else's get-rich scheme, and I'm not getting rich. I'm working thinking I'm trying to get rich, and this whole time I'm just falling. Sometimes it gets like that. You get, you know what I'm saying? We get trapped in our own minds. We fall into a mindset where it's just like, well, shit. If I can't make me money, but everybody wants to give me money whenever I don't need it, when I'm getting it, why can't I get it when I'm not getting it? Because you're not doing nothing else to get it. You're not offering nothing else. You're not offering no type of stability. You're not trying to get no type of stability off of what they're offering you. So they feel like, damn, I can't invest in you. I can't invest in you mentally. I can't invest in you spiritually. And I definitely can't invest in you financially. Because I just can't see it. You know what I mean? I just can't see it. But sometimes you gotta not be selfish and be selfless, right? And give a motherfucker that handout. Honey, yo, hey, go some car fare. Get you to that interview. Honey, yo, hey, go some gas money. Get you back home. You know what I'm saying? That gas money didn't even get him home, right? That gas money added to the money that he needed to get a tow truck to tow his shit home, because he knew he wasn't going to make it home from there. And he was able to get a tow truck home, and he was able to get something to eat before the tow truck came. You know what I'm saying? Because you was selfless and not selfish. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really cared about somebody, you would do something about it, right? If you really cared about somebody, you know what I'm saying? Right? Yeah, of course. Sometimes it can be the ego. It can be pride that take us away. I said, nah, I'm cool. No, I got it. No, I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm okay. You go ahead. Listen, You do what you got to do. All right, I'm going to be right here. All right, I got it. I already did the proper steps and all that, even though I can't yet, but I will. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get it done. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Right? So you're not worrying, but they are. Over and over and over and over and over again, they're worrying. So worried that they're stressed out. So stressed out, they're missing sleep. Missing sleep so much, they missing money. Missing money so much, they homeless. You know what I'm saying? They get like that. That's why we gotta be selfless and be more humane and not inhumane and selfish. You know what I'm saying? Give each other a hand. Love each other before we hate. You gotta be you, because, you know, that's the only you that they'll really accept. You feel me? Like, they're not going to accept you being nothing else except you. And you don't want to be selfish. Trust me. Selfish motherfucker don't really make it far. But if he did, he ain't going to be there for long. You know what I'm saying? And on that note, y'all, you stay hydrated. You stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Don't forget, subscribe to the YouTube. Listen to all of my music, right? Because I only got one track. That's why I'm saying that, right? I only got one track, right? It's the Wicked Big Joe. But give it a listen, right? But check out the merchandise, all right? You know what I'm saying? And the link is in all of the bios. You know what I'm saying? Check out the link tree. All right? And I'll take you to the clothing line. You know what I'm saying? Everything. All right? So, stay high, y'all. Y'all know the vibes.